USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump makes a surprise visit to Afghanistan, visiting troops on Thanksgiving and announcing the resumption of peace talks with the Taliban.
Taliban wants to make a deal. We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal.
President Trump continues.
And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job. That's the only reason they want to make a deal. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank the Afghan soldiers.
Weather a big story on this Thanksgiving Day, as many folks are digging out from over a foot of snow all the way from Colorado to Wisconsin. Meanwhile, in Indiana, Indianapolis Power and Light Company crews are working through Thanksgiving following strong wind damage. IPL Senior Vice President Joe Brantley says their main priority is safety.
In the event that you have a power line that's down, please call us, and those power lines, I'm urging people to stay away from those.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs
and got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential hopeful Michael Bloomberg registered to be on the ballot in Arizona, which is a battleground state. He told reporters he plans to turn the state from red to blue. While in Arizona, Bloomberg discusses immigration, and Kristen Tate with the Young Americans for Liberty tells Fox News,
"Look, I mean, Americans on both sides of the aisle tend to be compassionate, reasonable people who think that immigration makes this country a better place. But there are many who are concerned that our compassion has been taken advantage of and that we have basically been stripped of the right to decide who can and cannot come into the country. The conservatives I talk to and who I know are not necessarily against more immigration as a general principle, but they're concerned that the country just can't afford to absorb millions more people who are net consumers of taxpayer-funded services."
The South Korean military says North Korea fired two short-range projectiles from a multiple rocket launcher on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tunnel2towers.org launched the Gold Star Family Program back in September of 2018. Now, what that program does is it honors the legacy of those who made the ultimate sacrifice while serving our country. The foundation provides 100% mortgage-free homes to surviving spouses with young children. Mecca Nelson is someone who benefited from the Gold Star Family Home Program. She tells Fox News how it impacted her life.
It changed my life tremendously. I went from paying an arm and a leg of rent to having a no-mortgage home, you know, being able to actually save more money and do more things with my daughter.
The network showing Super Bowl 54 has already scored a big win. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The next Super Bowl is still 10 weeks away, but the Fox Sports ad sales team scored that big early victory, selling out the entire in-game advertising inventory with prices for 30-second spots at TV's biggest annual event going for about a record $5.6 million. According to Bloomberg, prices for ad time during the last Super Bowl reached as high as $5.3 million. It's the first time in a half a decade the network showing the big game hasn't had to go down to the wire to dispense with its high-priced ad slots. Fox is currently seeking between $2 million and $3 million for the most expensive ad slots in its pre- and post-game coverage.
Thank you, Chris. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.